What is up, Strides for Strength fam? I am Michaela.
And I'm Erin, and we're RSCA certified run coaches and the founders of Strides for Strength Run Coaching. We are here to help you build belief in yourself as an athlete on the run and beyond.
The Strides for Strength podcast is running meets everyday life. We focus on mindset, physical strength, and all of life's in-between moments of self-doubt and fear, both on and off the run.
Our mission is to make running simple and fun while we pull back the curtains around all things running with athlete interviews, guest experts, combined with our many years of running experience, going from non-runners to now multiple time marathoners to help you become the athlete you were always meant to be.
Hello, Beth, and welcome to the Strides for Strength podcast. We're super excited to have you here today because just in like a little over two weeks, we're going to be having our celebratory 5K, 10K weekend for our first round of Nurses on the Run. We really wanted to create this program to help nurses realize that like running and working 12-hour shifts is possible. It doesn't have to be complicated. So it's been super fun to just see how the last 2.5 months have unfolded and to see your progress. We used to work with you in the one-on-one space. And so it's been cool to see you continue to run, incorporate that with your nursing schedule, all the things. So before we dive into all of that, why don't you just go ahead and introduce yourself?
Sure. So my name is Beth. I'm originally from New York, right now living in North Carolina. I'm a nurse in the Navy. So I've been in active duty for almost 3 years now. I'll be heading over to Italy next. So we'll be doing some running over in Europe, which is exciting. I mainly do med surg. So that's my primary nursing focus, I guess, of where I work on a multi-service ward. But we do get to see a lot. And I guess I'd say I'm a runner. I don't know. I like running and I do it and I enjoy it. And it's just you versus yourself. And that's what I love about it. So,
yeah, I love that. I'm already like pre-jealous of all of your run adventures that you're going to have over in Italy.
Yeah, I'm super excited. I've never been to Europe, so I think it'll be really cool.
Yeah. And I guess I know this, but you will be stationed in Italy, correct?
Yes. Yes. I'll be there for about 2 years.
Awesome. That's so exciting. I love that for you. And I'm excited to like see how that little adventure unfolds. But why don't you take us back to maybe new runner Beth? Where did she start? When did she start? Why did she start? All the things.
So I started running because I had to. I was training for the physical readiness test for the Navy before going to officer development school back in, I'd say like spring of 2021. I went from, I really couldn't run much. I would run like a mile and be winded and like try not to die while I walk back to my car. And so I went from that. Our test is only a mile and a half. So that's what I was mainly going for, just a mile and a half. That's all I had to do. That's all I was focused on. And it was hard. And I ended up though through that process, like really enjoying it because I mean, it's just you, your headphones and your feet on the ground. And, you know, and I choose to normally run outside. So I prefer to do outside running, especially like treadmills or tracks or anything. So it's just me, myself, and, you know, the outdoors and music and whatnot. And so I ended up falling in love with it. And then what year did I do that? My first half marathon. That was 2021 or 2022? I don't even remember.
I'm also trying to think. I think it was because you did a November half.
2022. Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
2022.
So about a year of me being in North Carolina, I decided to start training for a half marathon, which I had slowly started to work my way up from, you know, the mile and a half that I had to do to, you know, more running, just because I enjoyed doing it. And I thought it was crazy to sign up for a half marathon, but I was like, you know what, I'm going to do it and I can do it and I will do it. And I did. So.
And not only did you do one half marathon, but you've also done another half marathon too. So that's
okay. I've done three now.
Yeah. You so, just keep coming back for more.
Yeah, exactly.
I also think it's so funny that you've done all these half marathons and your first comment was, I might be a runner.
That's true. And I always tell people that too. I'm like, if you even walk, you're like, that counts. Like anything, like going outside counts. It's just funny because like I guess I am a runner because I always find that people that do CrossFit and half marathons or marathons talk about it all the time. And that's what I find is like, I am that stereotypical person. I'm like, oh guys, I'm doing my half marathon. I'm training for my half marathon.
And then you get into all the details and they're like, oh my God, why did I start this conversation? Yes,
exactly.
Italy's going to be so much fun though. I love that. That's going to be a blast.
Yeah. I'm super excited to, cause I've never obviously been there, but then also, I'll be stationed on an island. So I'm on the island of Sicily. So I don't know like what the geography or like roads or anything looks like. Luckily they drive on the same side of the street. So that's not an adjustment, but.
And yeah. Carb loading will be really easy for you too.
Yeah. And apparently I'm going to have to learn how to drive a stick shift possibly. So that'll be fun and interesting.
Wow, 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 wow.
Both of our eyes are like, I don't think so. Couldn't be me. Okay, fast forward a little bit. You ran your first half marathon. You are also a nurse. Let's talk about how you personally find, I don't love the word balance, but you find the balance between like running and training and working 12-hour shifts.
Yeah, that was definitely something I had to learn as I went. Because when I was on night shift, I felt like it was honestly a lot easier to get my runs in because, you know, I'd get off work at like 7:30. I'd be like, all right, I'll go for a run and then go take a nap. And because I'm a night owl, I'd say. So for me, like 8 o'clock in the morning was my new night. So like, I was like, sure, I'll go for a run. And now that I'm on day shift, I found it's a lot trickier, I guess, because I'm not a morning person. So like, I do not want to get up before work to go for a run. I'm not going to get up at 4 in the morning. So trying to find that, like where I can fit it in. And I think what I've learned is like, I've made my running schedule conditional where it's like, if I feel good after a shift, then I'll go for a run. If the shift was terrible and I don't want to go for a run, then I'll do it a different day that I have kind of scheduled in. So it's like that if then kind of thing where I kind of check in with myself and don't force myself to go for a run if I'm really not feeling it, but then also still having that discipline where sometimes if you don't feel like doing it, that's like the best time to do it. So it's like, you know, trying to put it in my calendar. I live by my calendar. Like if I didn't have my phone, it's on there. I probably would be lost because that's where I put everything. I even schedule like phone calls with people because I otherwise won't get it done. So my runs are on my calendar. And then I have days where I can like switch, whether it's like a quicker run versus a longer run, and can kind of like adjust as needed. So that's definitely helped finding that balance of, you know, if then, I guess.
Yeah. What was it about Nurses on the Run that made you want to join? And for those of the people listening that maybe are just now tuning in and like don't know what Nurses on the Run is. So we started Nurses on the Run in January and it's a 3-month program, mostly for nurses. We do have a few physicians in there, but sprinkled in there. But for the most part, it is nurses only. And we chatted with them at the beginning and kind of figured out if they wanted to do 5K, 10K, sent them a template for a training plan for that program. They also got access to our strength platform where we did like monthly challenges and then monthly like strength mobility based. What's the word I'm looking for? Challenges. I don't think that's the right word. Anyways. And then at the end of that, they have a 5K, 10K that they can either sign up for in person or they can do it on their own and do it virtually. And so it's just kind of that camaraderie of having everyone sign up or be running on the same day, doing the same thing. And it's just super exciting. So what kind of persuaded you to sign up for Nurses on the Run?
I would say definitely like the community aspect of it. Because most of my friends that are nurses, they don't like running. And so, yes, I can talk about nursing things, but then like that, I guess, challenge of trying to fit in then runs around your crazy nursing schedule, like people that can relate to that, I think was a big pull to why I wanted to join. And it's definitely, I mean, been that where, you know, you're having nurses that from all different walks of life, all different career paths and everything and hours and whatnot. But, you know, getting to kind of bounce ideas off of them or like see how they're fitting their runs in. And just in general, it's not only about running, but also like nursing sometimes a bad shift and they, you know, can message in the group and be like, hey, like shift was terrible, da da da. And like we can all relate to that. And so I think that was definitely a big, big part of that was the community aspect.
Yeah. And I think my favorite part has been like people who like you kind of create those like conditional statements, like if then, but also like finding the fine line between like making excuses and like channeling that discipline and like people popping into the group chat being like, hey, I'm in like Eastern time zone. I'm going to work out at 7:30 or 8 PM. Like who else is with me? And I feel like the accountability has like really been solid in that aspect. So yeah, I definitely agree. I think the community and like, there's very few people in life who are nurses and runners who get it. Mm-hmm. So like just being able to have that like support system. And like you said, those conversations, like I know a lot of nurses and I know a lot of runners, but I don't know a lot of like combos. Right. Are you doing the 5K or the 10K? I can't remember.
10K.
Sweet. Did you decide you were talking about going to Atlanta to meet up with everybody else? What did you decide to do?
Yeah, I'm planning on doing it to go to Atlanta because I want to, you know, since I'm leaving soon in like what 7 months at this point, I really want to like make the most of it. And for me, like Atlanta's not that far. It's like I think 6 hours, 6.5 hours, which is like not terrible to do like a 4-day trip to. Mm-hmm. And so luckily it worked out perfectly with my schedule and everything. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. And, you know, I already was looking at stuff to do. I'm like, oh, there's an aquarium down there that looks really cool and like all this stuff. So already planning it. So
I love that for you. That'll be super exciting. And you'll get to meet Erin IRL.
Yeah. I'll be the one with the sign screaming and crying like always.
Nothing new there. If you were talking to a nurse who was maybe considering, I think I maybe want to start running, but it just feels really overwhelming. Like if you could go back to like your new runner nurse self, what are some like tips or words of wisdom or advice that you might give to make it seem a little bit less daunting?
I always say we all start somewhere because I think that's something is people get very like, they compare like how other people are running or whatever they're doing to themselves. And I think, you know, we all start somewhere where whether that's you walk for a minute and then jog for 20 seconds and then walk for another 5 minutes and jog for 20 seconds, like 20 seconds is 20 seconds. Like, you know, y'all got to start somewhere and it takes time. I think that's also a big one. It takes time because I know I thought like, you know, I just ran 3 miles. Like, why am I not getting faster? Like, and it takes time. Like, it's not going to be overnight where you can all of a sudden run really long or really fast or, you know, whatever. But I think those two statements are like the big ones of we all start somewhere and it takes time. So.
Yeah, that's so true. I think a lot of times we get stuck in like an Amazon Prime, like instant gratification kind of mm-hmm. world of like, well, I ran one day, so like, why am I not fast as food? And it's like, got some more work to put in. But I think, yeah, sometimes it can just feel a little bit daunting to look at like the bigger picture, but I'm sure you can relate to when you look at your journey over time since that first, like that first half marathon, like all the progress you've made and probably how quick it's gone by too.
Yeah, definitely. I'd say I was just thinking about it in like preparation for this. I was like thinking about it in the car. I was like, dang, like I went from not being able to run a single mile without like dying. And I ran 13 and I've done it 3 times. I was like, I mean, it's been 3 years almost, but like, it's crazy. Like how like, I guess in hindsight or like looking back, you see like that progress. Cause while you're in it, it's always like, you know, you're trying to just get through to, you know, get through that time. And then, so it's looking back at it and being able to reflect is like really cool to see that progress and see like both physically, emotionally, like the mental grit that you have to put into it. So yeah, it's really, really cool to look back on.
Yeah. And I feel like too, you've had some like pretty big mindset shifts / breakthroughs when it comes to running, especially from like your first half marathon to your last half marathon. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I'd say the first one, I feel like I was very focused on, okay, the time cut is at like 3 hours and 30 minutes or whatever it was. And I was like, I have to finish. Like, I was so stressed that I wasn't going to finish. And like, you know, if my training didn't go just to plan, I was like, oh, well, I'm going to be slow and I'm going to be pulled off the course and whatever. Like, to now, like the last two that I've done, it's just been like fun. Like, yes, I have a time goal. Yes, I would like to, you know, PR or whatever the case is, but really it's just fun. I'm just like enjoying the course, enjoying the, you know, the crowds and, you know, just doing my best. And that's the best I can do. And that's the motto that I've kind of learned to adapt or I guess learned to use a lot in both aspects of life, nursing, everyday life, running, is you do the best you can. That's the best you can do. And, you know, it's much better when you have fun with it. So not to put so much weight on a specific time. Like, yes, it's good to have goals, but also to just reflect on like where you were and like what you've been able to accomplish. So just getting out there at the start line is a accomplishment there. So.
Man, yeah. That right there just shows so much maturity in the sport. Like, I don't think I actually got to that point until like 4 years into my running journey. So props to you. And even like you were talking about too, with your shifts being broken down and you kind of don't put the pressure on yourself to run on those work days. Like, that right there shows so much maturity too. So props to you for that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
How was the, like, the monthly challenges? Let's dig into that. Cause we tried to kind of make it to where it was beneficial for nurses. Things such as like the water challenge, the 10,000 steps, stuff like that is what we did. So how were the challenges and did you see or feel any difference on your runs?
I think definitely, especially February, the water challenge. Mm-hmm. Because I am not good at drinking water. Like, if you drink when you're thirsty, you're already too late. Like, you're already trying to catch up. And so a lot of times at work, I found that, you know, I'd be like halfway through the shift and I'd be like, well, if I've drank like a quarter of my water bottle, that's not great. And so having that like reminder of, hey, you're trying to do a water challenge right now, like you're trying to drink more, I was, I guess, more like consciously like focusing on it, where it wasn't like the end all be all of like, I have to hit this goal. But it's like every time I'd like walk by my water station, I'd be like, well, let's drink some water. Let's take some extra sips. Let's like take a second and go drink some water. Like, I just made sure that I was staying hydrated, which definitely transferred over. Cause then I ran my half marathon most recently, the one in February. And with that, I found like, I just felt better on most of my runs, especially I could tell if there was like a couple of days where I was slacking and not hitting that water like goal or like as much as I had been drinking because of the challenge. If I like took a couple of days where like I was kind of off with it, I found that like those days were more challenging than when I would go to run because I didn't have that like hydration that now I had kind of built up. So the water challenge definitely, and the steps challenge, we're still in it. And it's funny because at work, I'll find myself like, as it is, I'm like always running around like a lunatic at work half the time. So I'm like, oh, get my steps in for sure. My watch is like telling me like, oh, you hit 6,000. Oh, you hit 8,000. I'm like, yes, goals. And then I find that if I'm sitting at work, if it's like a slower day, I'll be like, oh, wait, I have to hit my step goal. And then I get up and like walk around. And it's good too, because some of my patients, they like walking. Like, we had an older man who was like, he just liked walking around the unit. And I'd be like, I'm gonna walk with you. I'm getting my steps in too, sir. And so we would all walk, we'd walk around. So it definitely has transferred over to be like more of a conscious thing now, like being in those challenges, even with water too. It's like not just last month, but even this month, I'm like, all right, guys, everyone drink your water. Like, I've brought it to my coworkers. I'm like, guys, drink up. We got to stay hydrated. So yeah, it's been fun.
I love all of that. It makes my heart so happy. And it's like, it's the power of the small habits that like impact performance on the run, off the run, recovery, sleep, all the different things. And it's like, you don't know what you don't know. And so until you like change something or try something new or make a small tweak, it's like, you don't know how good it can feel to be on the run and well hydrated. And I think it's too fun. Like, for me, it's easy to like forget about the small goals sometimes. Like, I feel like I'm the opposite of you, Beth. I'm like, 2 days later, I'm like, shoot, I'm supposed to be getting 10K steps. Like, so I think sometimes like they just like don't stay top of mind for me, but I love that for you, you've like kind of gamified it and brought it into your place of work too, because we know the ripple effect is real.
Yeah, very true. Yeah. It's funny. Cause it's like, I look at my watch. It like tells me how many steps that like, you know, let's say it's noon and it's like, you've done 3,000 steps. I think it tells me every like 2,000, 4,000, whatever. And it'll tell me, and I'm like, oh, I got to do more. Like, it's a good reminder. Same thing. Every time I see the water bottle, I'm like, well, drink more.
Yeah. Yeah. I think too, like, I like just like seeing everybody like make 1% better choices. It's like, it doesn't have to be a big overhaul, but like you said, with the water, it's like something that you then carry with you. Once you form that habit, it kind of like stays with you because you're like, wow, this is fun, or this makes me feel good, or whatever. Anything else about Nurses on the Run in particular that you loved, that you want to see us do again, anything like that?
I think the group chat is fabulous. I mean, the check-ins and the daily like run-spiration, what we call it, run-spiration, has been awesome. And I feel like the accountability of, hey, I'm running at this time, like everyone else running tonight, like send a picture, like we need proof. And I think that's been awesome. Because it really does hold you accountable. Like if you know someone else knows about what you're supposed to be doing, you got to make sure you do it. And so that's been great. The monthly challenges, again, like I said, I have fun with them. I'm a big, like, I'm competitive, not with other people in like games, but myself too. So like that to me was like fun to challenge myself. And like you said, like it really does form a habit. I think, what's the saying? It's what, 21 days or 28 days or something. Like you do something, it forms a habit, or whatever the case is. So 30 days a month, boom, there's your habit. Like, and then you continue there. Yeah, it's been great. Again, that community is awesome.
Yay. We love that. That makes our hearts so happy. Anything on your calendar or on your radar that you're working towards or that you're excited about? Obviously like moving across the world, but outside of that.
Nothing specifically. Like this summer, I'm just trying to kind of do like little day trips around North Carolina and like areas close by, trying to check off my bucket list, I guess, my local bucket list before I leave, things that I can do easily. And I'm hoping, this isn't probably a short-term goal, but I really want to do a marathon in the next, like, I don't know, I don't want to say exact time frame, like within the next year and a half or so. So I really want to, I definitely want to do some more half marathons and just races in general. But yeah, I really want to, it's funny. Cause after I finished my most recent half marathon, my mom was like, and I was in pain, but a good pain, you know? And my mom was like, are you good? Are you going to, you'll do this again? I was like, oh yeah, absolutely. And then in my head, I'm thinking, oh, but would I do it twice in one day? I was like, I don't know. And then we were out at breakfast like at 2 hours later, and I was like, yeah, I want to do a full marathon.
Tell me you're a runner without telling me you're a runner. Go through the pain to say, yeah, I want to do it again, but twice. Well, we love that for you. And, you know, we fully support the full send on the marathon, but we're so proud of you and grateful that you got to be a part of Nurses on the Run and that you had such a good experience and that you made a contribution to that community and that energy, because I think it's like, you truly are like the people who make up the group are the ones who like carry that energy. So you played a vital role in that as well. So we're grateful for you. We're proud of you. Erin is going to see you in just a few weeks, which is super exciting. Yeah. And that's all I got.
Awesome. It's been great. So I'm excited to, it's funny because I think outside of, you know, once the group is over after the 3 months, I think it's going to definitely keep going. Like I follow people on Strava and Instagram and all that stuff. And it's like, it really is a community that like you'll always have. So it's awesome.
Run besties for life.
Yes.
I'm so happy. Yeah. I love it. I honestly feel like I have a lot more Strava friends now than I did when I was on the started. It's like everything I post gets like 10 likes and I'm like, wow, I used to get like one like. And it's like, oh, then there's still other people. But anyways, I digress.
We know running is more fun with community and we all need more people in our lives to share that crazy kind of love for everything on the run and beyond.
If you have a running bestie who you think would love this episode and our Strides for Strength community, send this episode and follow us on Instagram @StridesForStrength. Until next time, friend, keep working towards a stronger you.